This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right?
You got to love that. What a way to start the former congressman.
Was that Marilyn Monroe with a cold?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
a harsh voice. We've got the former congressman from Ohio with us, Bob Ney, and it is his birthday. Happy birthday, Bob. So young, just a few decades into this.
I'm officially Social Security early retirement.
Oh, man. You don't look a day over 50.
Thank you.
Nice. All right, somebody who is older than you, Hillary Clinton, she gained a few years back because the FBI pretty much says they're not going there, and Loretta Lynch said she would go along with the FBI's in what they found there with their investigation. So now you've got a lot of people slamming this, meaning a lot of people on the right, Donald Trump saying that you know, it's a rigged system after the FBI recommends no charges over the private email server for Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State. What do you make of this?
You know, Kate, the weird thing about this, if that whole airplane deal had not happened, if Bill Clinton had not gotten on Loretta or on Attorney General Lynch's plane, you know, then the announcement would have came, but this whole collision in the last few days, you've got the announcement that Bill Clinton was on the plane, then all of a sudden, you know, they interview Hillary Clinton, and then within hours, it's leaked out that, well, there's not going to be any charges, which honestly makes anybody in the legal community suspicious how you can depose somebody, and within hours, it's leaking out. Well, there's not going to be any charges, you know, because it takes a while for people to compare, digest. Maybe they have to talk to her again, et cetera. But so I think it's just a whole collision of things in a short period of time. But then Comey comes out and makes the announcement. And frankly, I would say the most darning part of this thing is, you know, some of the statements he made. I mean, and I'm already seeing the split screens. I'm sure you've seen it, where Hillary Clinton comes on and said, I never, ever had classified information. And then it shows Comey saying she had classified information. Nobody ever, ever, you know, hacked into my computers. And Comey saying, you know, that there were definitely hacks in other people that she sent things to. So I think that's your TV ad, you know. That's going to be the TV ad that's going to run over and over and over. I mean, the good news for Hillary Clinton is that she wasn't charged. But the bad news for Hillary Clinton is the verbiage that Comey used is not even in the realm of flattering, period.
Yeah, no kidding. You're right. The split screen is pretty much in vogue now.
Sure.
for probably the next couple of weeks. This has lasted at least a couple
right.
of news cycles.
Right.
No question.
Right.
But here's the bigger deal, too. Does this affect her at all when it comes to the election?
Well, you know, I mean, this is going to be a strange election. I mean, who knows what Trump's going to do next, say next. He had his issue today with the whole Star of David, you know, and that issue came up. And I don't think anybody really thinks that he is, you know, anti-Jewish. He's had actually a long history of forcing Jewish people to be able to be members, you know, when they weren't allowed at clubs. So,
yeah.
But, you know, they can't keep him off Twitter, Kate. He's on Twitter, and then his people are. So there's going to be these controversies. I think he's going to try to hang on. The email thing can only be used so long, though. And the other thing is it's not illegal, but they'll have to try to use it towards, you know, incompetence. But then she's going to say Donald Trump's incompetent in so many ways. I think this campaign, Kate, it just keeps being a wash. You know, he says something, she does it too. You know, she says something, he does it too. It's sort of like a weekly wash between the two of them.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then there's this part. Obama's not saying anything. Now he's back on the Hillary Clinton train, I suppose. And the question becomes, is he helpful to Hillary Clinton, or does it hurt her chances, or is it just kind of a wash as well?
You know, this is the interesting thing about President Obama. They're saying, well, he's the highest in the polls that he's been, but he, you know, will have some kind of tendency to go down in the polls, too. I'm not sure that she can completely link herself to him. She's going to want to utilize, you know, President Obama. But I don't think she can just link herself, you know, that it's going to be what he does and his popularity makes her successful, Kate, because, you know, something may happen. He might get in controversy before the election. So, he'll help her right now because he's popular, but who knows what's going to happen in the next couple of months. So I just don't think she can link herself to President Obama, and she can't take Bill Clinton and say, you know, he's going to be my economic everything and he's going to really help us in the White House. If she does that, she's taking a big gamble. She has to, at some point in time in the next few months, she has to be Hillary Clinton, and what's she about and how is she different from Donald Trump, period, I think.
Yeah, the other thing is that's going to be interesting to watch, and you and I have already talked about this. However, supposedly, Trump is getting closer to making a decision. Who's going to be the VP for Trump? You talked about Newt Gingrich. He's been vetted, so has Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. What do you think?
Well, he has. You know, there's a couple of senators they're looking at. Senator from Tennessee is on the Foreign Affairs Committee. But I don't know. I mean, Chris Christie doesn't seem to be conservative enough. Gingrich, of course, they've got the issues of, you know, how many wives between them. People are already saying that. But then again, he needs to get somebody that's conservative. So I'm not sure Christie would, you know, maybe Bob Corker, the senator from Tennessee, might stand up to that. I still think that in this election with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, because they are so polarized with the public, that those VP choices and the debates, I think, are probably going to decide this election, is what I kind of believe. So I don't know who he's going to pick yet, but Trump needs to pick somebody conservative, and somebody's got a track record of dealing with the government. You know, like Joe Biden, he was very helpful to Barack Obama, who didn't have as much experience, you know, in dealing with the Congress, really.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Bob Ney, happy rest of your birthday as it's winding down. Thank you for spending
a chunk of it
with us. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Bob Ney. So you heard what Bob had to say, and I agree 100%. I think the VP really does play into this, and the debates are going to matter. The debates are going to have sky-high ratings, and it's going to be really must-see TV, I think so. And we might have, finally, that huge voter turnout. Might have it. Coming up, what does Hillary Clinton have to say about the whole email deal? What about Donald Trump? James Comey, the director of the FBI, Bob mentioned what he was saying and how it was could hurt Hillary Clinton because of the way he said it. And ultimately, no charges moving forward, but what does it all mean? 855-266-5283. You can throw in your two. Meet you on the flip side.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In 1965, this was the sound. Producer John. One more time. Fantasy. Metal drag. Always got a brand new bag.
There is evidence to support a conclusion that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position or in the position of those with whom she was corresponding about those matters should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation.
Hillary Clinton can't keep her email safe. And you know what, folks? She sure as hell can't keep our country safe.
Don't be ashamed. You know that guy.
It's all about the email. You heard the FBI's James Comey talking about Hillary Clinton. He said ultimately extremely careless about the emails, but the Bureau is not going to advise criminal charges. So here we are in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, talking about the emails of Hillary Clinton again. And guess what? We're finally at the end of this conversation as far as the legality of it, because nothing is happening now. She's not going to prison, as some predicted, going down because of the emails. That's not happening. They're not recommending charges. And Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, is not serving them up. She said a long time ago, whatever the FBI recommended, that was it. So despite the controversy, the conversation with Bill Clinton, whatever, it doesn't matter. That's it. So no indictment, even though we heard along the way there definitely was evidence that classified emails were exposed. So you can only imagine how the Twittersphere exploded with reaction over Clinton and the FBI and the email probe, really in all directions. As many of you hit me up email-wise for our mailbag, and we've got a mailbag segment coming up next hour. I'll just throw in a couple. There was one from Tim in Washington who says, Kate, I like your show. I wish more of the left of left people would call you, but we're out there, trust me. And I'm so sick of the righty rights calling up just to trash Clinton, make fun of her, call her names. try to insinuate that she's a lesbian or some other ridiculous nonsense. And it doesn't matter in the end, because we all know she's going to beat that idiot Donald Trump, who just cannot keep his mouth shut and would make an abhorrent president. He is, if anything, but presidential. So, score one for the Clintons. Now, having said that, would I have preferred somebody else as the candidate over Hillary Clinton? You bet. But is she better than Donald Trump? Yes. And was what happened with the email just a stupid thing? Yes. But was it what it was made out to be? No. And even the FBI knew it, because if they really had so bloody much they could nail her with, they would have done it. I don't think James Comey is tight with the Clintons in any form or fashion. And then I'll throw in one more on the right of right side. And this one is from Keith, listening in Illinois. I sit back and I listen to the show, and I know people will jump on and jump all over this. What kind of country do we live in when supposedly there's evidence that somebody absolutely exposed us because of emails that should have not been on a private server, but instead were? I don't care what the reasons for the gaffe were, whether it was accidental or arrogance or whatever it might be, but the Clintons just consistently get away with murder. It doesn't matter if her husband's president and he's having sex with half the world and saying he's not, or she's using a server that's a private server and exposing classified documents. It's just simply outrageous, and shame on the FBI for having no cojones. All right, if you want to jump into the fray, you can. 855-266-5283. Again, 855-266-5283. But this is the end of that saga as far as anything that would knock her out of the election, at least the email-wise. And the key sentence in what Comey had to say is that despite the evidence uncovered by the Bureau, and this is it, no matter what else was said, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. Saying that no reasonable prosecutor would bring a case. And, you know, most of the reaction is about Comey and whether or not he's a straight shooter. Well, listen, he was deputy attorney general in the Bush administration before he was tapped by President Obama for the FBI. So, you know, he worked for two different administrations, one Republican, one Democratic. And the FBI found 110 emails in 52 separate chains that were classified when they were sent or received. And the intent, I guess, doesn't matter when it comes to bringing charges. Comey said he found no deliberate effort to destroy emails beyond routine maintenance, but that some of those were deleted, that were deleted, will never be recovered. And the Bureau uncovered no hard evidence that foreign entities had hacked Clinton's private server. He said it was quite possible and that the hackers could have covered their tracks. So anyway, like I mentioned, that's the end of that, because she's not going down. The conversation can continue, but no indictment, nothing in a criminal sense. He just said that she was extremely careless, that they were careless when she was Secretary of State. So, can the Republicans use this? What did the RNC have to say? You'll hear what Rance Priebus had to say later. The RNC called the Bureau's findings a glaring indictment of Hillary Clinton's complete lack of judgment, honesty, and preparedness to be our next commander and chief. So there was some red meat in there, but not enough. As we kind of swing in a couple of different directions for a second, because I can't help, as we come out of another day to celebrate freedom, 4th of July. I was thinking about that for a second. And a lot of you were out celebrating with families, watching fireworks, doing all the things that you, you know, you do on a 4th of July. I know that we're getting closer because I had a chance to watch some of the Olympic trials, and I love the Olympics, but boy, what is going to happen in Rio? I read the wildest quote, and it's all over the place, the Rio cops telling tourists they won't be able to protect them. I mean, just saying it, just telling you, hey, you're coming to Rio, oh, yes, the Olympic Games are going to be fabulous, but hey, we're not going to be able to protect you. That doesn't give you a great feeling, does it? And you know what? Here's the thing. Violence is on the rise. The cops are just butting their heads with the government because they're claiming they haven't been paid for months. The economics of Brazil are in the toilet, and this is clearly part of what we're seeing. So they're venting their anger. In fact, there were signs that were outside. There was a sign that was outside of Rio's main airport that said, "Welcome to Hell." And police and firefighters don't get paid. Whoever comes to Rio de Janeiro will not be safe. That's what the sign said. I'll just once again mention, flying into Rio, getting off the plane, seeing that sign, not a great feeling. So what is the reality going to be for the Olympics and for the people? You know, they have those favelas that are terribly poor, awful, where people are crammed in. So as the city is gearing up to host this Olympic Games, there's a lot of concern about what's going to happen on the ground. The Rio de Janeiro mayor said that the state was doing a terrible job in regard to security in the lead up to the games. These games will kick off August 5th. August 5th, they're going to have all those athletes there. I mean, are the venues ready? Is the main press center ready? Apparently it is. There's going to be 85,000 security at the Olympic sites and places like the airport. You know, here's the thing. Rio, which controls the region's military police force, issued an executive order requesting emergency funds from the government to pay the officers overtime and bonuses. $2.9 billion bailout. The numbers are staggering. Staggering. I don't know, if somebody gave you tickets to Rio, would you feel good about going? Would you go anyway? Just a thought, just a question, I'm wondering. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests, this is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'll be in my room alone. Every pulse meridian. And I'll be with my diary. And that book by Mr. Gideon.
I'm gonna say that was Marilyn Monroe. I could be wrong about that. I don't know. Nathan Reeder, was that Marilyn Monroe?
Nailed it, Kate.
Ah, see, people forget that. That's a pretty. She had a pretty decent voice. That's a pretty song. But bye bye baby, goodbye. Somebody's going to fall off the campaign trail. Who is it going to be? I mean, at the end of this thing, somebody is, because we're less than 6 months away from whoever the next president is. Election, you know, beginning of November, let's face it. So in between, we have Welcome to Hell, people going to Rio de Janeiro. One of my favorite things is to talk about the Olympics and gold medals, and we have our fun contest. How many gold medals will the U.S. win, you know, compared to everybody else? And we still have stacked teams and some incredible storylines, but it's really sad what's happening. And then they've got this super bug that's also there ahead of these Olympic Games, violence, problems with the cops, and then this super bug deal, too? So the sewage and the water, does it get any worse? And then the Zika virus? You know, and talking about that, we're going to hear from Luke Vargas is everywhere. He's like, where's Waldo? And he wrote me a note today from Talk Media News, and he travels all over the place, wherever the news is. And he's in Brazil right now. He's in Rio. So we're hoping we're going to talk to him tomorrow about Zika and all that stuff. And he's actually there focusing on the problems, on water, on Zika, all that kind of stuff. It's just, wow, just crazy. The firestorm ahead of what should have been really tremendous Olympic Games. It begs the question of who wants the Games and where do they have to consider holding them when they have problems in some of these areas with, one, getting the venues off the ground, the amount of money it costs, but then everything else surrounding it. And Rio really wanted those Games. So this is going to be something to watch. There's no question about that. We kick things off with, of course, the story of the day, which is emails and Hillary Clinton, the FBI's decision to not pursue anything criminal as far as the emails and the classified emails that would have been exposed, and coming out and saying that Hillary Clinton was extremely careless about the emails, but they're not going to advise criminal charges. So there's a non-indictment here, and that's that. The head of the RNC, Rince Priebus, had this to say.
I think it's going to indict Hillary for being dishonest. She was clearly lying when she said that she turned over all the emails. That was a lie. She lied when she said that nothing was marked classified. That was a lie.
So he's saying, if nothing else, it brands her as somebody who's not telling the truth, even though it doesn't go any further than that. I think because news moves so fast, and every day there seems to be some other kind of controversy over, although that is certainly a big one. And I said this before. Personally, I believe it was just an arrogance thing that, you know what? I don't want to change my email system. I don't want to have to do that. Nobody says, no, you should do that so you don't have any problems. Other people have done it in the past, so we're going with that. And this is just where we're going. And nobody on her staff, Humad Dean, doesn't say, you know what, Hillary, here's the problem. Because of the world we live in with the hack attacks and everything else, yeah, maybe some other secretaries of state in the past were a little lax with what they did with their emails and commingling personal and professional, but we don't even want to get into that because that just leaves us out there for problems. But nobody said that. So Priebus slams Clinton's negligent conduct, and I think it was, like I say, about arrogance and nobody confronting her or nobody saying this is the way it is. Rand Paul tweeted, the decision is astounding. He said, it's astounding. And it was really, everything was about what came out on Twitter. Because doesn't the world just seem to thrive on the 140 characters? Saying that, you know, this weekend we learned that former President Clinton met with the Obama administration attorney general, the FBI director's boss in private. Then they announce no charges are being brought against Hillary Clinton. The decision is astounding. People have gone to jail for less severe classified breaches and national security. And pretty much it went on like that. Rand Paul was one of those guys that was definitely out there tweeting a lot. So was Donald Trump, but that he lives on Twitter. He communicates that way more than any other way. And Trump actually wouldn't even say whether he would fire Comey and Lynch, because if he were to be president, all those decisions rest with him. He was asked about that because they didn't pursue prosecution against Hillary Clinton, his presumptive rival for the White House. Come on. So he didn't. He said, "I don't want to comment on it. I really don't want to comment on that because it's inappropriate." And I'll tell you, I believe that what happened over the last 4 or 5 days has been a total miscarriage and justice. And I really believe what happened is shocking, and it's certainly shocking to legal scholars. And I watch them and talk to them all the time. Lynch did say, way ahead of the release, that she would follow the advice of Comey and the career prosecutors in her office on whether to pursue charges against Clinton. So you knew that's not happening. She's not going against that. Rudy Giuliani, who at one point was running for president in his life, the former mayor of New York, said this is the special exemption for the Clintons. And then Donald Trump said our adversaries almost certainly have a blackmail file on Hillary, saying that he's certain that somebody has some emails on her. It's just a question of who has those emails. So there you go. Lots of reaction. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And believe it or not, besides emails and coming out of a long, sleepy holiday, I know some people going back to work was tough because they had an extra day or two off or had a day off, whatever it might be. There's always those reports about how many people were shot over the weekend. Dozens of people were shot in Chicago, but the police actually say there was a drop in crime. 14 people were shot on July 4th across New York City. And, you know, what's so sad, I think of all the stories I read over this past weekend, is the story of, and boy, have you ever been at a gun range? And the answer is many of us have been to a gun range before, right? So a Florida man accidentally shot and killed his 14-year-old son at a shooting range, but he's blaming himself. Clayton Brumby told the paper of record, the Tampa Bay Times, that a smoking hot shell casing went down the back of his shirt, causing him to flail both arms in the air on Sunday afternoon at a place called High Noon Guns, where the family had gone for shooting practice. His finger was still on the trigger, and it fired. He said he heard his 24-year-old son yell, "Dad, Steven's been shot." The bullet from the .22 Ruger ricocheted off the ceiling. Boy, it just shows you how easy it is for something like that to happen. And unfortunately, it went into his son, the ricochet. So it mentioned the family is so distraught, clearly telling everyone, "It's my fault, my fault, my fault." He said he'd been shooting for about 3 years. And then his son took up shooting about 18 months ago. He said he was a natural. He could shoot anything. So an inadvertent accident. And he said he's just crushed by this because he preaches gun safety. And then he said, you know, yesterday what happened was so stupid and freaky and on me because the gun is supposed to be pointed downrange at all times. And he said it was pretty stupid. I should have put the gun down. Oof, so, so sad. More coming your way next on the flip side.
All alone and long.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. www.thebrightside.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Show. This is not entertainment. This is real. This is not a reality show. This is reality. And being president of the United States means you have to deal with reality.
I might lay back.
Still the president of the United States, Barack Obama. Barack Obama taking a little slap at Donald Trump. Talking about, you know, what he's like on the campaign trail and what he's saying. So he jabs Trump and he praises Clinton as steady and true. This was in North Carolina. They were campaigning, or he was helping her campaign. He was let loose on the trail for the first time. And he was enthusiastically endorsing her. At this Charlotte rally, he spent a big chunk of time in his first joint campaign appearance with Clinton vouching for her personal attributes, citing her work on child health and poverty issues as a young lawyer, her work on his behalf after losing a 2008 primary. He noted her popularity among Democrats and Republicans when she served in the Senate. And she said, I saw how she treated everybody with respect, even the people who weren't quote-unquote important, he told the people that were out there at the rally. He said, that's how you judge someone. How do they treat somebody when the cameras are off and they can't do anything for you? And then he outlined the stakes, as he believed them to be, in this election and stressed her economic plan. So it's interesting. The Clinton campaign chose North Carolina, one of the few battleground states where Donald Trump has a tiny polling advantage over Clinton, for the rally to try to show she's on the offense early in the general election is supposedly the thought there. The state is considered a must-win for any Republican because if you think in 2008 Obama was the first Democrat to win that state since 1976, but he lost to Republican Mitt Romney the state in 2012. So, you know, we're talking about a general election here. And the focus, like I said, was over her economic message. So they supposedly have been trying to campaign together since an appearance in Wisconsin was canceled after the Orlando shooting. So Clinton's favorable rating, by the way, because we have all these polls, 42% in a USA Today Suffolk University poll. Trump was at 31%. 31% for what it's worth. I think the polls you can manipulate in different directions. As you get closer to the convention, it matters. Who speaks at the convention, in this case especially, both the Republicans and the Democrats, could really, really matter. Because you want the who's who. You want people that have a little bit of sway, let's put it that way. And I don't know what will happen as much with the Republicans. Apparently they're struggling to get some people higher up in the party to come out and endorse Donald Trump. And we're going to start to hear those questions of who is it you want, who is it you think can do the best job for the country, and more of that rhetoric. You know, the typical campaign deal. All right, as we come to it, an end of this hour of the show anyway. You know, I've been talking about One World Way and the fact that I am a big fan of One World Way. Because I accidentally, and I do mean this accidentally, since I was contacted by Stephen Hewer, who comes on the show, I was contacted by him to try it, and now I really just swear by it. The vanilla is awesome. But more importantly, it's the boost that I get from it, meaning I feel good, I'm getting protein, I'm getting nutritional elements that I need. And I didn't realize this until today, that Leila Ali, who at one point boxed Muhammad Ali's daughter, apparently is taking One World Way as well and swears by it. I was looking at something that I was like, oh, wow. So it's funny. It seems like on different websites, my name follows her name. And I thought, isn't that interesting that here she is, and there's something about Leila Ali and the fact that she was doing that because it was helping her, and she was getting the elements, the nutrition, the energy, the boost, whatever that she needed. The thing that I like the best is the fact that they have everything that I need, the probiotics, all the juices, all the oils, and especially the One World Way. So for the first time ever since I've done this show, other than Press 4, which people were leaving, you could leave messages for me on Press 4, if you go to americatonight.net, you'll see a link to One World Way. Hopefully you can get that website up. We've been having power outages, but anyway, if you go to americatonight.net, you will see you will see One World Way, and you can click simply on that button, because people now are asking me, how can I get One World Way? And I keep telling you to go to the website. Well, I decided to make it easier, because I know I'm the same way. You just click on it. It's right there, not too far from my face, right beneath Level the Playing Field. Just click on One World Way, and that's how you can check it out and see it and order it, and it's a song. It's not a ridiculous amount of money, which, unfortunately, a lot of times when you order proteins and powders and stuff, frankly, they're just way overpriced, but this certainly isn't, because they have them in all different kinds of sizes, 1 pound, 5 pounds, etc. The big is the best for me since I'm using it going to the gym and walking the dog and all that kind of stuff. So there you have it. Check out americatonight.net. You can see the link to One World Way, and it looks really, really good. We move on from the website to, I started off talking about the campaign trail and Obama out there singing the praises of Hillary Clinton. I want to sing the praises of a Boston cabbie. Yeah, back to the Daily Salute. I think we need some good news, right? So how about this Boston cabbie that returned $187,000 to a rider? What happens if somebody leaves $180,000-something in your cab? So that's what happened. Somebody left it over the weekend. A male passenger was in the car, and he had a backpack with the money in it, $150 and $20 bills. Apparently, the guy came into an inheritance. What a strange deal. I won't take a check. I just want all these bills, but that's the truth, apparently. He came into an inheritance and had all that money, and he left it in the cab. So the passenger called about the missing bag. The officers were inspecting it. The man was reunited with the bag after showing proof of ownership. The driver was so honest. I mean, even the Boston police commissioner released a statement saying his actions represent the high standards that our department has for our drivers. He got a $100 reward. Wait, $187,000? And you turned it in? You called up? It was free and clear money? It's not drug money. It's not money stolen from a bank that's going to explode. It's not, it's just money that somebody inherited. They wanted it that way, got it that way from the bank, but whoops, they left it in a cab. I'll go back to the shocking part again of leaving that amount of money in a cab, but hey, he turned it back in, so how cool is that? I say thumbs up, Daily Salute big time for that cab driver. All right, remember, you've got something to say, go to americatonight.net and check out One World Way. The link's right there on the front of the website, too. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Killing it with close inspection. Killing it can only make it worse. Sort of makes it breathe. Company accepting presently, we all expect the worst. It works just like a knee. Present company excluded in the night. Present company.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded video.